Swallow it down, Grace. Swallow it down. Take it all the way down. Come on, wash it down. We have a shortage here. How you doing, Grace? Tell me, how you doing? Huh?
I'm doing great.
What?
I'm great.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, dinner's done. Let's go. Let's do the show.
Oh, welcome to Monday night, Grace. How was that chicken wrap you just had?
Delicious. Protein and carbs post-workout. Did a little run at the gym. Little bit of leg strength work at the gym.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good Monday.
Yeah. And now I get to spend time with you.
Yeah, it's a win-win. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. This is show number 90. How the heck have we seen each other's faces 90 times? What?
For 90 weeks.
What is it? You think somebody's going to get us something special for a 100th episode? Like, we should get gifts, right?
We should.
Yeah.
I'm not giving anything away, but there might be a 90th episode gift on en route to what? You. Right now.
Wow, I like gifts. Gifts are fun. Oh my God. 90. It's craziness though. I was thinking about that today. Like it did not feel like 90 times, 90 weeks, whatever you want to say is we've been on this show, but whatever. Mm-hmm. The numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
So I guess we should probably do 90 so we can say we did 90.
I guess so. All right.
I have a question for you before we start though. I'd be impressed if you know this. So think hard. How many different animals are in the Animal Cracker Zoo?
Ooh, I have no idea. I'm going to go with 7.
No, you're not even close. You disappointed me a lot. 19. Right. 19.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot.
Put that in the old bank because that's knowledge you should be knowing.
Well, that is, you know, I need to write it down, study it.
Yeah. All right, one more and then we'll start this show. But this is important stuff we're going through here, so you need to know it.
Okay.
Do you know what a single strand of spaghetti is called?
No, a lock. This a lock of spaghetti.
That's a good get. I like that. It sounds like it's right, but it's definitely wrong.
Okay.
A single strand of spaghetti is called a spaghetto.
A spaghetto.
Yeah.
One spaghetto, two spaghetti.
I don't make it up. That's good stuff. I mean, for all the garbage I put on this show, I feel like those two facts need to go. People want to know, and they're going to spread the word and be like, whoa, that's a pretty informative show type of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're going to have super smart listeners.
Yeah, exactly. I'll bring more next week. I'll try.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, ready?
Ready.
All right, hold on. I think I am. Yep. Okay, Grace. You ran on Black Forest Trail this past weekend, which is pretty hilly and windy. Let's talk about your adventure on episode 90.
I'm Eric Idiot Runner Kosek.
And I'm Grace Hot Pants Langheim. Eric is all business in the front of the pack, and I am all about the party in the back.
That's right. Business up front and party in the back. Together, we are the Running Mullet.
And we are going to talk about every aspect of running, the podium to the DNF and everything in between.
If you are a runner, this show is for you. Now sit back, get out your foam roller, and enjoy the party.
Pew, pew. Yo, yo, yo. Listen up, Grace. We have to give a huge shout out to the one and only Marisa Kovac for an amazing review, I guess you would call it, of our podcast this week on the social medias. Mm-hmm. We force most people to do it. Unless you did it behind my back, behind the scenes, forced her to, which I don't doubt that you did. I appreciate it if you did, but I don't think neither of us did.
No.
And it was a pretty cool review of the show, of the podcast. And I just wanted to tell her I greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, this was not forced. And it is a great review. So would you like to hear a reading of Marisa Kovac's review?
Would I, or are you asking the people? They can't really respond.
Yeah.
Make sure you read the good parts that talk about me the most. Because
I don't know how I can talk about those parts more.
Maybe repeat the lines that I'm in. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Read it. If you have it up, that's still on you. Yeah.
I do. I have it ready. This is a reading of the review from Marisa Kovac of the Running Mullet podcast. Written November 15th, 2024 at 3:37 p.m. I've been listening to the Running Mullet for well over a year now. When time permits, I love tuning in live on Monday evenings to engage both the hosts and the listeners, sharing insight, opinion, and even joke around and appreciate the virtual company. In the course of the last 12 months, I have watched and listened as both Eric and Grace have grown as hosts, becoming more comfortable on the air, lifting the weight of nerves, and making the podcast so easy to listen to. There are episodes that carry deep thought and emotion, hitting on serious topics, but there are also episodes where the laughter is abundant and the banter between these two good friends is so entertaining and lighthearted. I know them both well, and I can say with absolute certainty that who they are on the air is exactly who they are in person, open and encouraging, knowledgeable and well-informed, respectful, supportive, and inspiring. They welcome guests of all ages and abilities and encourage them to chase their goals, one small triumph at a time. They approach every episode with true intent, and their desire to shine a light on East Coast running is one that I think deserves recognition. They both love running deeply, maybe in different ways and for different reasons, but that's true of us all. I think they're so brave for pursuing what they're passionate about. And I will support that any way I can.
Poetry, just poetry. Listen, if you get any words written about you from Marisa, it's going to be good because she has a way with words. It's a gift of hers and it means a lot to me. So thank you, Marisa.
I just love reading it. It feels good.
Especially that part where you said my name about something. That was like the best part. That was like the culmination.
Eric. I said Eric.
Yeah. Real loud. Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Just for you.
No, thanks. Okay. But yeah, good stuff. So if you ever feel the desire to talk nicely about us on any social media or review on here or Spotify or anything, we will pimp you out like you should be pimped out. So just keep that in mind.
Right.
Exactly.
We're pimps now.
Exactly.
I will read it though.
Yeah.
Because I love reading reviews.
Right. Oh man. Let's see. I guess I better start with asking you how your weekend was because you had a big one.
Oh my gosh, it was so fun. It was so fun. I myself and three friends, and that included Callie and Erica and Angie. We did the entire Black Forest Trail just for fun. So 45 miles, 9,000 feet of gain. And it was a grand time. We apparently this started with a conversation between Angie and Callie. And then Erica and I ended up getting invited. So we're very lucky to be invited into the good ideas. And at one point, I was looking to change the, you know, in Facebook Messenger, you can change the theme. So I changed the theme and I wanted something like fall. And I ended up changing it to a cat theme. And then Callie was like, okay, now we're dressing as cats. So we ended up going 45 miles with cat ears and glitter. And we got a couple of strange looks.
It snowballed, I'm sure. Yeah.
It snowballed into a whole thing. It was amazing. Callie made us hats. Look at this. And it's got my initial on it. And it says BFT on the other side. And it's bright orange so we can stay safe in the hunting season. Although I just decided to wear all orange and yellow anyway.
Yeah. For anybody that doesn't know, the three other people that you mentioned, Angie, Callie, and Erica, you've I'm pretty sure I'm confident in saying that the four of you together, although badasses, are similar to like what one would call the three Stooges, but maybe four Stooges. Yeah. So I can imagine it was quite the adventure. And I told you before the show, I'm jealous. I wasn't like, I just want to be there to watch. I don't need to be there to be part of the group. I would love to watch a video of that whole time. So when did you start this adventure exactly? What time?
2:22 a.m. we started.
Saturday morning.
Friday. Yeah, Saturday morning. So yeah, we kind of.
Where did you start from?
We started from a cabin, from Slate Run, from a cabin that was, oh my gosh, like a tenth of a mile from the trailhead. You know, super yeah. close.
So you started at Slate Run Hotel Manor there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you did the whole complete loop, which is like you said, 44 miles, 45 ish mm-hmm. miles, and
yeah,
whatever you had for gain. It's a pretty heavy. It's a pretty hard trail. It's especially yeah. this time of year. There's a lot of leaves on it, so it's kind of technical. A lot of roots and rocks on it, mm-hmm. things like that. But so you started at 2 o'clock in the morning and you yeah. finished at what time?
I don't know, around 10 o'clock the next day, something like that, p.m.
10 in the morning the next day?
No, p.m.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I get it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. I could not have asked for a better company.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm jealous of. I'm sure the conversations were fun and
mm-hmm.
you four are good people.
Yeah. It's something I do highly recommend is just going with a friend with no real purpose except for, hey, I want to check out this trail and no time goals or anything like that. It just, you know, go and have fun and dress up as an animal.
I think I've asked you this already. I forget because I don't really pay attention to what you say. But have you done Black Forest before?
I've not done the race, if that's what you're referring to. The trail.
Yeah, the trail. Yeah.
I've done a couple sections. Tess took me on a tour of a couple of the sections, but I had not done all of it. No.
Pretty cool loop, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. Amazing loop. It was just such a cool adventure. And I could see it was a lot of fun to do in one shot, and I'm glad we did it. I could also see it just being amazing as a backpacking route as well, because the tent, there were a lot of opportunities to tent overnight, and they were like right next to creeks and waterfalls. I mean, it would just be vistas. Like, it would be a beautiful place to backpack.
Yeah, like a lot of trails you have to, in my opinion, I'm not a backpacker. I wish I was. I'm a loser. But like, you probably have to plan out when you're starting so that you get to a specific campsite at the time that you want to get there and things like that. But like, the Black Forest has so many options, and there's so many vistas, and there's not mm-hmm. a single campsite on that loop that's not good. So it's
right.
I don't know. I love that trail for so many reasons. It's out in the middle mm-hmm. of nowhere. It's got so much personality. It's got mm-hmm. so many beautiful vistas. It's got so many amazing campsites. And no matter when you do it, it's just special.
It is. It is.
So I assume that was definitely Angie's first time doing the full loop.
Yep.
Have you ever done it before?
I don't think Callie's done the full loop. I think she's done all, at least most of all of the pieces. And I know Erica, of course, has done.
So you guys, I assume you guys went counterclockwise, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the only way to do it. If you do it the other way, it's stupid and shouldn't count. And I just can't even fathom doing it the other way, but that's just my stupid head.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. So whenever you got hurt, you twisted your foot a little bit and fell in a hole or something, tripped over.
Yeah, I landed on my foot, which was not fun, but kind of managed through the pain, and I found a way to make it work so that I wasn't making it worse. We did have some opportunities to bail. Like, we had contingency plans if we needed them, and I just chose not to take them. And, you know, you can just do the best judgment that you can and say, hey, is this an injury that's going to take me out of running for a while? Or is this one that's just going to suck for a while? And I think I made the right decision and kept going. And I went for a run today. So I was with no pain. So I think I'm all right.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. Anything else you need to say? You want to talk about on that adventure?
Lots and lots of stories that I won't share for all the right reasons, but I'll just say, go out and do something like this because it was amazing and you will make memories that will last an entire lifetime that can't be replaced. So very, very highly recommended. And I really appreciate my three friends for inviting me along and putting up with me and my whining. How was your weekend?
Oh, it wasn't nearly as good as that. I mean, that sounds super fun. I had a pretty low-key weekend, honestly.
Yeah, that's okay. I think most of my weekends are better than yours. It's not a competition. So
oh god.
Yeah,
it's not a competition. I like
no.
it.
No, competition.
It's just it's natural. It's life. It's what it is. It's science, you know?
Yes. You can't argue numbers and math.
No.
So did you get any hunting done?
I did. Thanks for asking. Did a little hunting. Nothing special. We didn't see anything. Okay. But ran around here on Saturday. No, I mean, it was a pretty boring weekend.
Yeah.
But I got big stuff coming up. I'm heading to Arizona Wednesday morning. For like a week almost, should be a week. And then after that, I come back for the stinking turkey feast that we call Thanksgiving. And then right after that, we're going to Boston for Lauren to run a cross country race. Craziness. So, yeah, again, you'll probably beat me in every one of those weekends. It's just what you do, but it's okay. I'm trying my best.
That's all you can do is keep on trying. And if you fail, that's okay.
And I do. I'm okay failing.
Yeah.
When are we going to go on it? We need to schedule a run to make memories and talk about things we can't tell people.
What that sounds amazing.
I know, right?
Let's do that.
Okay. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
All right. This is apparently like 'tis the season gift guide podcast episode. All the new stuff that you have to have.
Yeah.
Stuff you didn't think you needed that you don't have money for that you have to buy.
Yes.
Yeah. So where do we begin? First of all, I'm not going to begin. Go ahead. You begin.
Okay. I am beginning. Ultimate gift guide for 2024. If you want some ideas either for yourself or for those running friends of yours, hiking friends of yours, either of those. I wanted to especially highlight some of the great things that I've encountered in the past year, and I wanted to share that with everybody.
Okay. Before you share what you encountered in the past year, I do have one more question about Black Forest. What animals did you guys encounter on the Black Forest Trail? Anything fun?
No, not really. Dead bird? Like nothing.
And not to get back on the Black Forest story, but you said you saw quite a few people.
Not quite a few people. We saw a couple hunters. We saw a group. There was a group of guys who were backpacking. I think they were like mid-20s. And the first time we passed them, I don't think they were very interested in us. You know, we're, you know, a bunch of women in their late 30s, early 40s.
I'm in mid 30s for the record, totally
dressed up as cats with glitter on their faces. So I think they were a little like they weren't really paying attention to us. We just kind of passed them. But then when we got up to the one vista, that's where our car was to kind of resupply and everything. So they ended up passing us at that point. And that's when they stopped and they were trying to figure out what we were doing and why. And they were shocked that we were doing the whole thing. So that was a fun conversation. Nice. And then that was pretty much it. We saw some tent sites set up. We probably woke up one group of people. I mean, there were some times when we were meowing, I'll be honest.
Oh my gosh. All right, let's refocus. Back to the ultimate gift guide.
Mm-hmm.
Throw me your first one, I guess. Is that how you want to do this?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it that way. I'm going to throw you my first one, and it is a Nightcore headlamp. And
Why is Nightcore better than Petzl and all that stuff?
I'm not going to say it's better than. I'm going to say it might be a great gift for someone, and I would put it in addition to your lighting setup.
Okay. What's the sell me on it? Because I'm kind of looking for a headlamp. I'm not going to be the idiot that asks on Facebook what headlamp somebody should get, because that opens up a can of worms that's bigger than a can of worms.
Yeah. So Nightcore headlamp, I might grab it if I have a second, because I think it's right in my stuff right next to me. But it's a teeny tiny, they have an ultra light headlamp. So it's just that front piece and a couple of straps, like just the rope strap that goes around your head, and that's it. And it's super cheap, but it gives plenty of light. And I got this headlamp for an adventure that I'm going to do next year. I needed something that was super lightweight. And so I picked up this Nightcore headlamp on recommendation from some people who do ultralight fast packing. So I picked it up. I used it at the beginning of Stonemel 50 miler because I didn't need a headlamp for very long. I only needed it for the first hour and like the last hour, and that was it. So having a very lightweight headlamp that, is bright. It's not going to be it's not a Kogala, right? It's not as bright as a Kogala, but it has plenty of light to keep me safe on the trails. And it was so lightweight that once the trail started to brighten up from the sunrise, I took it off with one hand, threw it in my pocket, barely knew it was there. So I'm going to recommend that Nightcore headlamp as one of my recommended gifts.
So mostly for the compactability of it is what you're saying. What does this light run off of? What kind of battery?
It's rechargeable. Again, it's kind of for those situations where you don't necessarily need it for very long. It's got 400 lumens, less than $40. So it's a nice one to stash. It could be a backup headlamp too. So if you have your primary headlamp as a Kogala and you want a backup just in case, you can throw that Nightcore in your pack, and then you end up with a super lightweight headlamp that's not taking up a lot of space. It's not taking up a lot of weight in a situation where you're probably not going to need it. But if you do, you're going to be really happy that you have it.
Gotcha. Makes sense. I'm looking at my headlamp here. It's not the greatest thing. It's more expensive and it's not as compact, but it's the BioLite. I don't know what model it is, but the best thing about, while we're on the talk of headlamps, the one thing I like about it, and I don't really understand why, it must be a hard thing to put into a headlamp, but the best thing about this headlamp here is that you can charge it while it's running. There's very, very few that you can connect to a battery and keep it running on your head with a USB cord that allow you to do that. That's what I love about it, because it's like I only need one light for completely overnight, if not two nights, and one of those little chapstick size battery packs, and you're good to go. The whole battery thing is everybody's biggest problem with the headlamps. What kind, and are you carrying a bunch of double A's with you, or do you have to turn it off and use another one while it recharges and that stuff like that?
It's since it's under $40, it's like you can kind of own two of them and even switch between the two. So it's a nice little addition, I think, to your lighting strategy that is pretty easy to tack on because of that price point. Also, it comes with a either a black strap or a yellow strap. I love having that yellow strap, so I'm not digging through all my equipment to find it. It's super easy to find because it's yellow.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
I gotta get a headlamp here at some point or two. I feel like I'm in the market for it. What's next? Give me another one.
Oh my god! What about your turn? You gotta bring something. Come on, buddy.
I mean, like I said, that was my only headlampish type thing. I don't think anything crazy has happened on the market. All right, my number one here is a shoe.
Okay.
And this isn't a shoe that you're going to find on Running Warehouse or anything like that. This is a new brand. I don't know how long you might have heard about because you hear about everything, but this mm-hmm. brand is called Mount to Coast.
That sounds familiar. Look at that. That's pretty. That is a pretty looking shoe.
Yeah. I mean, it's a shoe. It's white. They don't have many colors, but their selling point is that it lasts. Apparently it's supposed to last longer than your average shoe. Okay. 600 to 900 miles or something like that. I don't know. I didn't do research. Kaylee told me about it. She said this new shoe. I heard the word new, like new and different. I'm like, well, I got to try that. Because I'm what for stuff that's different than what other people have. So I bought them. They're like, these are now, they don't only have road shoes right now. They don't even have trail shoes, but I've worn them for like a week and I really like them. So that's why I wanted to bring them on this show. I was like, you know what? This show is meant for that stuff. They seem like really quality shoes, mm-hmm. as far as comfort, and they don't have any bells and whistles to them, I don't think, but I think the quality of manufacturing is pretty high. So I'm hoping to see how long they last, but
nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to bring a shoe. Hold on. I'm going to go get it. Talk to the people.
Okay. So
tell them a story.
Okay. While Grace is going to get a shoe, and I think she said she was going to grab something else, I will talk to you about Grace. Now, Grace, see, she comes, she sounds like such a nice person. That's really good. But she's really, I can't finish this. Well, I'll get back to you. Oh, hi, Grace.
Are you talking about me?
No. We're just saying how nice a person you are.
Oh, okay, sure. All right. You know, I'm really glad you brought up shoes. I'm excited to talk about this one.
Wait, hold on. This is big. I need you to stop for a second.
Okay.
So Caleb Shelton mm-hmm. just ran Tussie 50 miler in Mount to Coast shoes, which is big. So Caleb, I want to know, type in exactly how you feel about them. Now, my model is the S1. So they're the trainers, not the racers. But let me know what you think of them, and we can talk off the podcast about them too. But anybody who's looking for a pair of road shoes to train in just daily, day to day, I would highly recommend the brand. It's weird that, like, at least for myself, I hadn't heard about them. All right, Grace, you're up. Go.
Okay, I'm ready. Wait,
do you have a shoe that I need to buy?
I'm same as you. It's a shoe that not a lot of people have been talking about. It's not very popular, I'm going to say, yet. I don't know if it's ever going to get popular, but I've been pretty excited about them. Look at that.
Whoa, I like the color. What the heck is that thing?
It's called the Flux.
Is this from Temu?
No. No, it was it's from designed by a guy who
I've heard Flux. I think I've seen Facebook ads or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I got suckered into one of the ads. The guy used to work, I'm going to get it wrong. He used to work for a big shoe company in R&D, and then he made his own shoe. Or he helped design it. And I got suckered into one of the ads. And I'm telling you, I love this shoe. So it's super lightweight. It's got some great lugs. And it is a zero drop. I wasn't a huge fan of the zero drop, but it's been okay for me. It's got a nice wide toe box. It's got this tight collar.
Don't want to interrupt, but do they have anything that's not zero drop?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. Okay. They're one of their marketing things is ground feel. I like a lot of ground feel. Some people like a lot of cushion. I like to feel the ground underneath me. I feel like I have more control. So that was a selling point for me. It's also got this tight collar. And that was a selling point for me as well. I don't have to use a gaiter with these because it really keeps out all of the rocks. And one of the things that they don't sell them on these, but I really like the shoelaces stay really tight, even further down. They don't slip around at all. And I just really love that. So this has been my favorite shoe of the year. And I really hope they don't go out of business because nobody's ever heard of them.
Yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And it's a fun color.
You know what I like to feel under my feet when I'm running?
What do you like to feel under your feet?
Cushion. I don't need to feel the rocks and roots. I don't know. It is funny though, like how everybody's different with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's different. And you know, if those are things that work for you, you might like that shoe. So,
no, I mean, what I like about it is I can judge you because you're different than me. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I like to judge you as well. And I do pretty often.
Yeah. Very often. You're good at it. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you threw that shoe in. It's still kind of your turn though. Go.
All right. I did talk about this one last year, but I'm going to talk about it again because it's such a good gift. And that is the Trail Toes Foot Care Pack. This is vacuum sealed. This is actually the bigger pack. There's a big pack and a little pack, and Trail Toes sells it just like this. And it comes with everything you need to take care of your feet. If you've ever read the book, Fix Your Feet, which is also a great gift. This goes right along with it. It's got antibiotic ointment. It's got that benzoin tincture swab stick. It's got the needle with the hole in it, whatever you call that. And it's
the word tincture. Say tincture again.
Tincture.
Tincture. That's a great word.
It just has everything that you need to take care of your feet. So it's really easy to buy one of these, or it's a great gift because, again, it's the price point is going to be a little bit lower. So it's like if you buy this for somebody, I mean, they're definitely going to get some good use out of it. If you get it for yourself, you can throw it into your pack. And again, there's a larger one and a smaller one. This is the bigger one, but there's a smaller one as well. So great gift.
How are your pigs doing lately? You've done some big stuff. You got some gnarliness going on down there? Are they holding up?
No, they're holding up. I mean, I haven't had all 10 of my toenails in a long time, but no blisters or anything like that. My feet usually do pretty well.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
I don't have a long list like you do. You know, one thing I'm in the market for that I need that the zipper just broke on mine is a hydration belt. Now, when I say hydration belt, like, so I like to run fast in the front of the pack. I don't like to wear a vest if I don't have to during racing, but there's, you know, let's just say 10 miles and up, you have to carry some kind of hydration unless you want to stop at aid stations, which is time suckers. What are you doing, Grace? You're not paying attention to me.
I know I'm not. Okay. I'm listening to you. It's amazing. It's so time suckers.
I won this Salomon belt somewhere along the way, but it had that really tight pocket. So like you could put a whole water bottle in there and it wouldn't bounce and it zippered up. And that's all I needed because I don't want to hold the water bottle. Because if I hold the water bottle, my hands get cold and numb and then I hate it. So that worked great, but then the zipper broke on the Salomon pocket. So I need to find something similar, but I don't want to go through a whole 5 different models to figure out what I like. So that's
You can't get the same thing?
No, because running's stupid and running companies are stupid and they come out with one model 1 year and then the stupid companies have to come up with a new stupid model for the following year because they think they can make it better. When they're not making it better, they're just making it stupid.
You got to hit up all the used sites. See if
I'm trying. I'll get it. I can get it. It's like, it's a song. It's just it. But anyway, so I need one of them. But I mean, like the hydration belt is a good, very good way to go if you're looking to minimize weight and run as fast as you can and still be able to have pockets and stuff to keep your stuff.
Yeah. So. It's a great method. I can't do the running. I can't do the belt myself. It doesn't work for me. But that's all
I don't
right.
I don't want to know it's there. Like, that's what I like about the belt and the bottle. Yeah. It's like, if you're telling me I can put a bottle around my waist and not feel it, then like, sign me up. I'll buy 10 of them.
I feel like I always feel it, and I can't ever figure out where the bottle is, and I spend too much time trying to get it out of where it is and put it back, and it's just too cumbersome.
Zippers are tricky. Yeah, it's okay, buddy. You just keep working at it. You'll get there.
They're tough. Yeah. You know, it takes a lot of coordination.
Yeah. Give me something else. What do you got?
Well, what I do have on my list is actually a new pack that I am really happy with, and it's the Hyperlight 22-liter backpacking pack. So I've been very happy with it. It is a frameless ultra. It's kind of for fast packing. So it's a super, super lightweight. That's what I used for the weekend on the Black Forest Trail, and it was very comfortable. I still felt like everything was supported, even though it's frameless. So I was a little bit nervous about switching to a frameless for a backpacking pack, but it was super, super comfortable. So that's my next one, is my Hyperlight pack. I'm very, very happy with it. And it has a roll top. So if you don't have a whole lot to put in it, you just kind of roll it all the way down. If you got a lot to put in it, then you extend it up. And it was a little bit of an impulse buy, but sometimes it works out. So I was happy with that one.
Nice. I have a fast packing vest in my closet. I think it's Ultimate Direction. Mm-hmm. I bought it for things, and I haven't taken the tags off of it yet. It's been like a year, but hopefully I can take the tags off soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just got to schedule that adventure together. We'll use our.
I'm telling you, I'm game for it. Mm-hmm. What was there any fun foods that you guys ate on this cat trip, this kitten trip, whatever you're calling it, what meow trip?
Or was it just stuff? Let's see. There were fun beverages. We did have some adult beverages along the way. That was a lot of fun. We had mimosas when we were done. Oh, Callie got cupcakes for Erica because it's not too far after Erica's birthday. Mm-hmm. And those cupcakes were amazing. For the most part, I just kind of dumped a bunch of stuff in my pack that has been sitting around, and I haven't really, you know, some gels that I'm just not as excited about. And so I ate up a lot of that stuff, you know?
Right.
But I will tell you about one item that is on my list, and it has to do with fueling, and that's Bobo's peanut butter and jellies.
Oh yeah, I've had them. I don't know, they're dry. You gotta choke that down with some fluids. Well, but they're good.
Maybe you're just not hydrated enough.
It could be. You don't think they're like it gets stuck in your throat a little bit? It's delicious.
Yeah, they're on the dry side, but I think that. You know, I've been using, of course, the Morton's, Morton gels, and then I've been mixing that up when I need a little bit more calories. I think they sit at like 250 calories, somewhere around there. And I like them a little bit. It feels like I'm not eating as much as the Uncrustables. Right. It's like a smaller package than the Uncrustables, but still a good chunk of calories in there. So that's been another favorite of mine this year.
Nice. Yeah, they're always on the shelves with all the other nutrition stuff for us backpackers and runners and stuff. It is delicious. I hate having to work for my food and just get in my belly type of thing, you know, like I'm in my mouth.
Yeah. That's been a good mix. I mean, those two, between Morton gels and the Bobo's PB&J, those are some good additions that I found in 2024. Pretty excited about them. And I would say if you gift those to somebody or gift them to yourself, they would, if they're not happy, I mean, maybe you might need some different friends because they're pretty great.
And again, if you don't want those friends or have those friends, you can gift it to yourself, and it feels really good getting gifts from yourself. I've done it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
what do you have? What else do you have on your list?
All right, this may seem like a basic one, but there might be somebody watching or somebody that like hasn't thought of this, but it's a great idea. And this was given to me from a friend again, but a Ultra Sign Up gift card. Come on.
Oh, that was on my list.
Yes.
Yes.
Got you. It is. It's a good one because everybody that we're friends with that runs could use some help paying for a race or whatever it may be. So just get them. And it's not your stupid Walmart gift card or Amazon gift card. It means something. Come on.
Yeah.
So Ultra Sign Up has them available. You can go on there. I don't know. I'm guessing you can get any monetary amount you want, but I think it's a pretty good idea.
Yeah. Ultra Sign Up gift card was absolutely on my list. I think that's a great gift for yourself or for someone else. It's a great gift when a family member says, hey, I want to get you something. What do you need for running? And you don't want to have to spend 20 minutes explaining that, you know, what specific kind of socks you love.
Right.
I think that one's a really easy one, is just Ultra Sign Up gift card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. No one's ever gotten me an Ultra Sign Up gift card yet. Just saying. How about you, Grace?
No one has gotten me an Ultra Sign Up gift card. And, sometimes you got to keep a streak alive.
That's a good point. I'm going to give a shout out to my running watch. I know that there's a constant, it's just like our headlamps. There's so many opinions and good opinions and people that strictly stick to a certain brand and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
When my brand came out, there was a lot of skepticism, probably about, I don't know how long it's been now, but probably 6 to 8 years ago, maybe I should look it up, but there's a lot of skepticism about how they could be so cheap and that there's no way the battery could last as long. And a lot of trash saying that like there, you'll see that there's no, that these things aren't going to last because the battery must be garbage.
Mm-hmm.
But Koros is a good watch.
Yeah.
I Garmin's a good watch too. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
The core, I love my baby. It's a good, I read it stories to bed every night.
Now, which Koros do you have?
I have the big boy, the Vertex, which
is
a lot of
the
money.
Original or the Vertex 2?
Vertex 2.
Okay, nice.
Yep. But it's, I mean, and it's only two-ish years old. And
yeah,
I don't know. It's just a really good watch. And I don't know. Everybody has their thing. If you're in the market, though, I think the Koros brand is a very smart choice.
Yeah, I agree with you. I have the Koros Apex Pro, the first one, and which gets me pretty excited because I'm getting close to being due for another one, and I'm definitely sticking with Koros. I've been with Koros for about four years now, and so happy I made the switch. I've also listened to a couple of podcasts with the guy who started the company, and he admits, and he says, he's like, look, Garmin is a great watch. But we're going after a different market. And that market is ultra endurance athletes, whether it's running, you know, what do you call it? Backpack cycling, you know, it's mountaineering. It's people who are doing ultra endurance events. And he does explain how the battery lasts so long, how they were able to get their price point down. So there's a couple of interviews with him, really, really worth a listen if you're not sure about making the switch over to Koros. I highly recommend them, but well worth the investment. I gotta agree.
Yeah, I mean, this is a show about, you know, what we think are good gifts and stuff, and it's one of those few running related mm-hmm. items that I am a firm believer in, and I would stand behind at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Agreed. gosh, right. We've got great ones.
Running out of time. Give me your best ones or whatever you got left.
Oh, I got more. Okay. So I like to give out some, you know, we talked about some big ticket stuff, some cheaper stuff too. Here's another one that is on my lower price point, but it's super cool. And it's these little battery holders. Which I think are really great. I get the bright yellow, but they also come in black. So you can keep all of your batteries organized, because if you know anything about batteries, they don't do very well if you just keep them in a plastic bag. So you can, they can be in a plastic bag, like in your pack, but if you want to actually store them and keep them somewhere safe and not in their cardboard packaging, that's probably going to get wet. These are really great. So Duracell sells these. And I love them, and they're not too expensive, and they're great for storing your batteries safely.
Nice. I like it.
How about that?
I'll have to get some.
Yeah. I've got some unique ones on my list this year. We're not talking about just the basics, all the good stuff.
All right. What else then?
Okay. And then you got your basics. Socks. Mittens, and hot hands. They're all great gifts. You can't go wrong with even more socks or smittens or gloves. I went through I started getting out my cold weather gear, and I have no less than four single either mittens or gloves that I lost its partner last year. And I always think I have enough gloves, but I will inevitably lose one of them. So I'd still need gloves.
I don't really have that problem. I don't feel like I have one really very warm pair of wool mittens that are my go-to when it's like winter time cold out. They're probably coated in enough snot that water couldn't penetrate through them at this point, but they work for me. I don't lose them. I don't know. I lose socks. You know, I think we've gone over this before, maybe, but I've gotten to the point now where like I have a pile of socks in my closet. I don't look for matches. I grab two socks and put them on.
Okay.
So,
I don't have that problem with socks.
Well, but here's a news flash. Like, they don't have to look the same on both feet. I don't know who started that garbage, but and it doesn't matter. No, here's a good one for it. I gotta say this because I realized this week. Here's what I did. I'm a Smitten fan. Smittens, if you don't know, this is Rhoda Smoker. I always give her credit, but they're socks you put on your hands to keep your hands warm. They're thin, but they keep the skin, your fingers touching themselves, and they keep us with Reynolds nice and happy. Okay. Yeah. So.
And we're always happy when fingers touch themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. So I put on a pair of socks, smittens, this week to go out for a run. Or no, I put them on my feet, my socks. They were socks. They're just regular socks. I put socks on my feet and they both had holes in them, right? So I'm like, oh, these running socks are done. I got to throw them away. So I took them off and I put them in the garbage. And then a light bulb went off. And I said, dang, wait a minute. These socks with holes are still good smittens. So I went over to the trash can, got them out of the trash can, put them on my hands, and went for a happy run. So my point of this story is you can turn any used pair of stinky socks into a beautiful pair of smittens, because those little holes don't affect the versatileness and the usefulness of said smitten.
Especially after they've been in the trash. That is lovely.
It was on top. Come on, they weren't covered in gravy and stuff. But the point of it is just because something has holes in it and you deem it worthless doesn't mean it still doesn't have life. Like, Grace, you have holes in it in yourself, but you're still worth something. You know what I mean?
Thank you. I appreciate all of that statement.
Yeah. That comes from the heart.
Every bit of it. Okay.
So... you should never throw out a pair of socks is what I'm getting at, because someone out there, whether it's you or somebody else, could use them as smittens.
I mean, at the very least, we can just give you all of our old socks.
I'll take them. Who could? You can't have too many of them. Yeah.
Great. I see that as a challenge. Let's send Eric all of our old socks.
I'll give you my address. You send me all your old socks. I don't care. I'll wash them.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yep. So.
All right. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I just have a couple more. Another great gift is a BeFree filter. So if you're out there on lots of adventures, there's a lot of different options for filtering water. The BeFree filter is a super fast filter. So you can filter like a liter of water very quickly. And it's great to have if you're out there running either by yourself or long distances and it's, you're out on a training run. It's great to have that as a backup. Again, it's a nice little low cost gift. And even if you're like, does my friend already have a BeFree filter? I mean, filters give out eventually, or they have a shelf life on them. You can only use them so many times. So if you get your friend a BeFree filter and they suddenly have two of them, they're not going to be upset. So that is another great gift is a BeFree filter.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. Even though I've never used a filter in my entire life, I probably should have, but I don't know.
Stay hydrated.
You
gotta stay hydrated.
Oh, I drank the crap out of the stream water, but I've never gotten sick.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Anyway, come on. You drank out of those Black Forest streams. There's nothing wrong with them.
I filtered my water in the Black Forest streams. I brought my BeFree filter, actually.
That stuff will keep you young. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay. All right, I'm stealing Tim Schwartzer's one that he just added real quick along the same lines as the Ultra Sign-Up gift card, the Feed gift card. Mm-hmm. The Feed is where any of us go if you want to try different or order different gels or nutrition for our running. It's the one and only website out there that has everything you could need. I like it. You can mix and match. You can try new stuff. You don't have to buy pieces of one thing and then realize you don't like it. It's pretty awesome.
Yep. And I agree. I think it's great. I was just talking to somebody about the Feed and they're like, what is the deal with it? Is it like subscription? And like, no, it truly is. Like if there was a grocery store just for fueling and hydration, it's called the Feed. And you can get single servings, which is great because you can just try out stuff and you don't pay as much for shipping from all the different companies. And you also don't, you can support the Feed, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Yep.
One more fueling thing out there that I found this year. And I don't have any with me because I've eaten them all. And this, I found this at Julia's. Julia got them for when she hosted our 24-hour run. And they're Shackalicious gummies. And they're just like, but they're Shaq's head. And they're like this big. And it's like, you know how gummy bears are just too small? Imagine if they were gigantic and in the shape of Shaquille O'Neal's head. And they make me very happy. And they're delicious.
That's so interesting.
That's my new favorite fuel. I love them. They're so good.
I need a pack.
I don't know who thought, hey, we should make a candy that's in the shape of Shaquille O'Neal's head. But whoever did is a genius, and I salute them.
I have a feeling it might have to do something with Shaquille O'Neal. Because
well, I salute him. If he said, you know what, I want a gummy for my giant head, the shape of my giant head, good on him.
I wish I could have a Grace gummy.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
You could bite my head off more than once a week.
I know. Exactly. What flavor would you want to be?
I think raspberry. Tart definitely a berry.
Tart and sour. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Maybe grapefruit. It's an acquired taste, you know.
I love good grapefruit.
Yeah, me too. All right. I got just a couple more.
What's happening? All right, hurry up.
I finally tried out Lakey Poles. Michael Whalen, who's amazing. You put a post, huh?
Lakey Poles are amazing.
They are amazing. But you put a post out on Facebook that said, "Hey, post for something that you want. You never know. You might just get it." And he and I posted something dumb, I don't remember, and also Lakey Poles, And it just so happens that he had this weird situation and he had a set of poles and he gave them to me and that was amazing. And I gave my poles to Clara so she could have her first set of running poles. And I thought that was great that you posted that, and goodness just started flowing.
Who posted this? I don't ever recall posting.
You did.
When?
Months Lately? Ago.
Really?
No.
Huh.
Yeah, like July.
Send me that post. That's a pretty smart thing for me to post.
It was a very nice thing for you to do, and I wanted you to know that. Oh, that was really good.
Yeah. You're just confusing me a little bit. That was like the swap thing I was trying to start, right? Like if you have, right.
Yeah. So I got a set of poles, and then I gifted on the graciousness to the next person.
Well, see, that makes my heart really happy because that post, like I remember that post, and there a couple people, there were a couple things traded and talked about on there, but then it kind of, you know, the fire went out and it kind of died. Like I need to figure out how to keep something like that rotating within that, the Facebook group type of thing. You know what I mean? Because every once in a while we have stuff that we don't need anymore, but
right. Yeah. And you did a good thing, and it should make your heart happy.
It does.
And that was my intention.
I mean, I would have preferred them go to a different individual, but you got lucky, so my heart's happy.
I made good use of them.
Yeah. No, that's great. I love hearing that. That's great. And good job. You gave yours to somebody else. That was the whole point of the post, was like, pay it forward. You know, everybody could use something, and let's clean out our closets a little bit, and everybody wins.
Yeah. And I have no doubt that Claire is just, I mean, she'll probably pay it forward fivefold. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Very cool.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. Couple more. One is idiot runner gear. It is so fun to see people at races with idiot runner gear on, because you know you are in on it. You're in on the coolness, because we're smart enough to know how dumb this is. I have plenty of idiot runner gear.
You know, it doesn't have to be, you're not cool with anything, but it's just a pretty neat little tribe. And I agree. Cool. It is cool. It's fun.
Yeah. And I love going other places and they're like, idiot runner. That's a lot of fun. It's just a fun way to look at what we do. So I love wearing my idiot runner gear and highly recommend it.
Yeah. I appreciate that. You've always been a supporter, and it doesn't go unnoticed.
Yeah. I usually race in my idiot runner gear. It gets me in the mood. It's, you know, I have certain things that I wear at certain races, and it makes me feel like I'm ready.
Right. I understand that.
Yep.
What else? Keep them coming.
And then of course, you know, some running mullet smittens.
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody should have a pair of them. If you run and you run in the winter and you wear gloves like a normal person, stop, take the gloves off and buy the running mullet smittens. Quit being stupid. Quit being hard-headed. Like, you need those smittens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good call. Good call.
Oh, all right. So that was going to be my last one, but then I forgot one. That I didn't say earlier, and I'll do this one quick. The other one, I've gotten more use out of it this year. They were out of stock for a little bit, but they were back stocked up, and that's Floyd's of Leadville. They have a sports cream that I really love and a recovery cream, and they have been pretty great. Their sports cream is meant to be used during a race, so if you're starting to get some muscle fatigue, I used it during Tuscazor 50 miler, and that course was so runnable that my hamstrings were really sore. So mile 20 and mile 40, I used some of that sports cream, and it just, you know, kind of settled in about 10, 15 minutes later, and my muscles felt ready to go again. So I love Floyd's of Leadville.
What's it called?
Floyd's of Leadville.
Floyd's of Leadville.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah, that was a recommendation to me from Neil. He used it when he ran Western States. And so I picked up that little tip and really, really love their products. So again, it's something that you can't have too much of. So it's a good one to gift to someone.
You know what I can't have too much of?
What's that?
Is you. I just can't get enough of you, Grace.
Ah, we should do this every day.
All right. Even though I can't get enough of you, Grace,
we're done.
I'm done with you.
Let's fire down. I got stuff to do.
Good, good, good. I personally think this was a phenomenal show.
Yeah.
For episode 90. Mm-hmm. If anybody has any other opinions or things that they want to offer up as good ideas, we want to hear them on either the Running Mullet Facebook page. Leave a comment on here afterwards on Spotify. I don't care where the heck you leave it, but get involved and help us out.
Yeah. Yeah. This was a great episode. We got some unique gifts out there, I think. Some great ideas.
And just to clarify, I believe the Secret Santa opportunity has officially shut down. Yes.
Yes, I think so. I don't think I can add anybody else.
Good. You know, but they have plenty of time.
Yeah. At this point. Yeah, they're done.
Yeah. You got to be rough with them. Like, it's not okay. You know, if you want to sign up late, you miss the bus, whatever. There's always next year.
That's right.
Do you have a general number of how many people are doing it?
I don't remember. I think it's around 20, something like that.
Nice.
Yeah. I'll take
it. Make sure I get the person that will probably give me the best gift. Okay.
Okay. Okay. We gave out some good ideas tonight. So
yeah, we did. And I'm just kidding. Every gift is amazing. $20 and under. Don't break that rule.
Yep.
All right. We're coming at you next week for 91. We're creeping towards the big 100 mark. And I don't think we know what we're talking about next week yet, and that's okay.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I don't know. Yeah, we totally have it under control.
Yeah, we have a great plan. It's every week it's going to be awesome. That's the plan.
Yeah. So, all right, what are you doing this weekend, Grace?
You know, I don't have plans finalized yet. So similar to I had...
Yeah, but you're saying my weekend's going to be better than yours. You were saying...
Oh, I'm not saying that at all. No.
Well,
I think yours is going to be more amazing. Yeah.
This one time. Make up for your awesomeness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting back Monday, mid afternoon. So I'll be here for the show on Monday afternoon, Monday evening, but I might be cranky and tired. I don't know.
Yeah. That's okay.
Fair warning.
I mean, most days you're cranky, so it's fine.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have a good week, and thank you everybody for tuning in, and keep tuning in for live shows. I like seeing the numbers.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add?
Nope.
That's it?
Nope. That's it.
All right. We'll see you next week. Have a good week. Take us out, Grace.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.